This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where one of its greatest gifts is the ability to reconsider, the ability to put things in proper perspective, the ability to think and look and understand what is going on. This entire week, there has been something approaching hysteria on the part of many, many of my fellow conservatives. Hysteria about what? Hysteria about what people suspected was a purely political, vicious attack on President Trump, that believing that the FBI was going after President Trump and investigating his private premises only because he was planning to run for re-election. That, by the way, it seems to me, is more questionable than ever after today. It's just so striking to me, and it actually makes me physically ill, I've got to tell you. There was a declaration on Tuesday by somebody who's very, very well-respected, widely respected conservative voice, who said that the search of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago premises, quote, "This is the worst attack on this republic in modern history." Now let that sink in. Does modern history include September 11th? Does modern history include Pearl Harbor? Does modern history include, oh, I don't know, you could even talk about the BLM riots, the riots that occurred during the summer of 2020. I mean, it's kind of modern history too, isn't it? And yeah, you could include January 6th, but the search of President Trump's home, following all careful legal preparation, where we now know, because we now have the search warrant, all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed. And for goodness sake, how is this a devastating attack? How was President Trump harmed if, as one assumes, he was upright and careful and loyal and patriotic and law-abiding? There are three specific laws that the search warrant says they went in to investigate, because they were looking for evidence regarding those laws. And they were laws that are described by Jonathan Carl, who, like everybody else, is just reacting to this material being released today. It was released at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. And Jonathan Carl and ABC summed up what we now know that we didn't know earlier this week. Listen.
To our chief Washington correspondent, Jonathan Carl, tracking this with me all week long. And John, this is significant. They went in to find documents, and it would appear they found at least some of what they were looking for.
11 separate entries referencing classified information, and they list the level of classification as well, David. Secret, top secret, and as you mentioned, top secret SCI, one of the highest levels of classification, something that few people in the government have access to and must always be reviewed in a secure location. Something very significant here is it describes the potential statutes, the potential laws that were broken, One of those is the Espionage Act. But another one is obstruction of justice. And this document, the warrant, says that one of the things they were looking for, and this is a direct quote, any evidence of knowing alteration, destruction, or concealment of any government and or presidential records of any documents with classified markings. So this shows it's about classified information and handling information, but it's also looking for evidence of obstruction of justice, which means that this could be related to other investigations beyond his handling of government records. You know, the January 6th committee had pursued all his presidential records, won a case that went to the Supreme Court to get access to presidential records at the National Archives. You know, potentially you see a situation where Donald Trump had presidential records that were not turned over to the National Archives and therefore not turned over to investigators as required by a court.
Okay, there are three basic laws that they were investigating. Is it appropriate to investigate someone being suspected of violating the Espionage Act? The three laws involve the laws against removal, particularly of highly classified documents, which clearly happened. And the second involves destruction and alteration of documents. And the third involves the Espionage Act. 10 minutes ago, former President Donald J. Trump claimed today that before leaving office, he declassified all the classified documents the FBI found in this week's search of his Florida residence that agents described as classified in a list of what they seized, including several caches apparently marked as top secret. It was all declassified, Mr. Trump asserted in a statement. The claim echoed an assertion in May after it emerged that the National Archives had found documents marked as classified in boxes of documents it removed from Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago club and estate by Kash Patel, a former Trump administration official and a major supporter of Mr. Trump. He asserted that Mr. Trump had deemed those files declassified shortly before leaving office, but the markings had not been removed from them. Mr. Trump has offered no details, but if he is saying he made a blanket oral invocation, sort of waving his fingers above the, maybe sprinkling some holy water on the documents, if he is saying he made a blanket oral invocation that all the files he took to Mar-a-Lago were unclassified without making any formal written record, that would be difficult to definitively prove or disprove. Even if there is no evidence that Mr. Trump followed normal procedures for declassifying certain types of information, his lawyers could argue that he was not constitutionally bound to obey such rules. Does anyone hearing this explanation for why he had top secret documents is because he had already declassified them? How do you justify that last minute declassification before you take the documents? And why did he not previously respond to the National Archives? The National Archives is not a partisan operation, for God's sake. Since when has this been a political operation? It's not. They wanted to get back documents that belong to the American people. And wouldn't it have been an obvious thing if President Trump is telling the truth that he had declassified all these documents? Maybe he had just declassified them in his mind or in his heart. But why didn't he even bring that up in prior negotiations with the National Archives? There is more, and much more. The question is, why did President Trump handle it this way? Why not simply come out and say, no, I don't have any classified documents, everything's declassified, if that is true? And what is it that he meant to do with these documents that he took without authorization? We will get to that and to much more, plus the new lawyer that Trump has handled. That's quite a story. Coming up on the Medved Show. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the My Michael Medved show, it does seem likely. It seems vastly necessary for some of the hysteria that is characterized this week to begin to subside a little bit. How do I mean hysteria? Well, there was this on The Five, and which is a very popular program on Fox News, where there was a lady whose work I don't really know. Her name is Jessica Tarlov. She was one of the guests on The Five, and she was on together with Judge Jeanine Pirro. And Jessica Tarlov, it seems to me, was trying to talk sense. And it ended up, and this, again, on a panel that basically is all conservatives, but they sounded like this. This is clip seven.
And that he actually just did something really bad and he shouldn't have done it. You have 15 boxes carted away already, 10 to 12 this time around.
He cooperated with them.
No, he didn't. That's how
he cooperated with them.
Yelling it doesn't make it true.
Yeah,
it goes, it gets worse. The idea here, and what's interesting is David Brooks, who writes for the New York Times, actually has an awful column, in my opinion. It's honest, I understand it, but he basically makes the case that he believes that all of this, the search and the reactions to the search, will basically serve to assure Trump wins the nomination and then wins the election in November of 2024. I don't believe that is true for a moment, because I don't underestimate the American people. What he suggests is that Trump tells powerful stories that ring true to tens of millions of Americans. Yes, I agree with that. That is certainly true. And the main one is that America is being ruined by corrupt coastal elites. According to this narrative, there is an interlocking network of highly educated Americans who make up what the Trumpians have come to call the regime. Washington power players, liberal media, big foundations, elite universities, woke corporations. These people are corrupt, condescending, and immoral, and are looking out only for themselves. They're out to get Trump because Trump is the person who stands up to them. They are not only out to get Trump, but they are out to get you. And then he concludes saying that America absolutely needs to punish those who commit crimes. On the other hand, America absolutely needs to make sure that Trump does not yet get another term as president. What do we do if the former makes the latter more likely? I have no clue how to get out of this potential conflict between our legal and political realities. My impression, writes David Brooks, is that the FBI had legitimate reasons to do what it did. My guess is it will find some damning documents that will do nothing to weaken Trump's support. I'm also convinced that, at least for now, it has unintentionally improved Trump's re-election chances. It has unintentionally made life harder for Trump's potential primary challengers and motivated his base. I don't have that negative a view of the Trump base. The idea that you would be motivated by Trump basically grabbing papers that, among other things, one of these specific documents they identified was some kind of personal dossier on the president of France. Why would Trump want that in his possession? It's top secret. It obviously involves some U.S. espionage. Espionage is a necessary element of statecraft. Or should we abandon that, too, along with abandoning the FBI? The point about giving up the any accountability for President Trump because he was President of the United States It seems to me it's just a terrible idea. There's another piece, like the David Brooks piece that appeared with the New York Times, and what Michelle Goldberg writes is, what has strengthened Trump has not been prosecution, but impunity. An impunity that some of those who stormed the Capitol thought erroneously applied to them as well. Trump's mystique is built on his defiance of rules that bind everybody else. He is reportedly motivated to run for president again, in part because the office will protect him from prosecution. If we don't want the presidency to license crime sprees, we should allow presidents to be indicted, not accept some dubious norm that ex-presidents shouldn't be. We do not know the scope of the investigation that led a judge to authorize the search of Mar-a-Lago, though it reportedly involves classified information that Trump failed to turn over to the government even after being subpoenaed, and that we now know to be true. It should go without saying that Trump and his followers, who howled lock her up about Hillary Clinton, did not believe that it is wrong for the Justice Department to pursue a probe against a presidential contender over the improper handling of classified material. What they believe is that it is wrong to pursue a case against Trump, who bonds with his acolytes through a shared sense of aggrieved victimization. And then she writes, it was Trump himself who signed a law making the removal and retention of classified documents a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Those who think that it would be too socially disruptive to apply such a statute to him should specify which laws they believe the former president is and is not obliged to obey. And those in charge of enforcing our laws should remember that the caterwauling of the Trump camp is designed to intimidate them, and such intimidation helped him become president in the first place. Trump shouldn't be prosecuted because of politics, but he also shouldn't be spared because of politics. The only relevant question is whether he committed a crime, not what crimes his devotees might commit if he's held to account. Look, it seems to me that the argument that it is unprecedented for any investigation, any search of a former president, there's a lot that's unprecedented for a former president. It is unprecedented for a former president to work so hard in mounting a campaign to return to the White House. We will get to that and to more coming up on the Medved Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News. Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally. The State Health Commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. Services are set to begin Friday for young siblings who died last week in a Pennsylvania house fire that also killed 8 other people. The cause remains under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Medved Show, I mentioned just before we went into the break that this idea that the search of a former president's home when that president is suspected of crimes, and what's very clear here is that obstruction of justice, the Espionage Act, the unauthorized removal of documents, and the allegations that there were changes, alterations, or destruction of some of those documents, those are all crimes, not that are being charged, but that are being investigated. And the notion that this is nothing like this has ever happened before is so impossible. Well, again, we have never had a situation where a former president has been suspected of serious crimes. The only example of that would be former President Nixon, who already paid the ultimate price by the time he became former president. That's how he became former president. He resigned. And Trump is actually planning a return to the White House, and a lot of his ardent supporters would like to see that return. The notion that that this represents something extraordinary, actually trying to say that even a prominent politician is obliged to follow the law, or to explain why what clearly seem to be actions in violation of law. And the Presidential Records Act isn't even specified, because that's not a criminal violation necessarily. But it is a serious violation, and one that comes with penalties. And Trump is facing all of that. And the idea that he is facing all of that right now, and has, well, one of the things we'll talk about is this new lawyer, Feindling, who he has secured from Atlanta, who is best known for defending rap stars. No, really. He defends and is an attorney for Cardi B. But with all of this going on, the idea that I don't believe will survive the weekend is, with all of this material released and a clear record of why it is they went in, I think the hysteria is going to stop. And there was a fascinating, we played a little bit of that segment of Fox News on the 5. Fox News, also on Fox and Friends, Steve Doocy was terrific, actually. He was on with Steve Scalise, who is also someone I respect. He is the minority whip in the House. He will soon be the majority whip if the election goes as scheduled. There's some questions about that now, but we can get to that. But Steve Doocy asked, I think, a very important question to Steve Scalise that is worth listening to. This is 2.5.
I'm just curious, whatever happened to the Republican Party backing the blue, and in particular the 35 members of law enforcement, federal law enforcement, at the FBI?
Yeah, and frankly, we're very strong supporters of law enforcement, and it concerns everybody if you see some agents go rogue, and if you see an agency that doesn't have the right checks and balances at the top. This is coming
Steve,
from the
who
top.
Went
this
rogue? Who went the rogue? They were following a search warrant.
We want to find that out. We want to find that out, and that's why we're asking these questions.
Okay, they have found that out. There is nothing here about going rogue. I will tell you, this is another little item, and it's a digression, but it's part of what is going on. I don't know this Judge Reinhardt. His name is Bruce Reinhardt. He has, in the past, yes, he has donated to Democrats, and he has also donated to Republicans. His wife, who is also a judge, Carolyn Bell is her name, was actually appointed to her judgeship by Rick Scott, the very conservative senator, the head of the Senate Campaign Reelection Committee, and the former governor of Florida. He appointed the wife of Judge Reinhardt. The reason I mention his name is because people who oppose the search of three rooms in President Trump's estate, those who oppose that search have given out his name, his address, the names of his children, and he is living in terror. And in fact, he apparently is somebody who attends synagogue regularly, and the word is that they have canceled services at that synagogue for this coming Sabbath because of the dangers involved with the reaction of many people to what is going on here. What is that reaction? On Truth Social, the FBI search prompted talk of war, then conspiracy. Predictions of imminent civil war, reports the Times, and calls for violence surged early this week on social media platforms such as Truth Social, the network started by former President Donald J. Trump, after the FBI's court-approved search of his Florida home on Monday. The search, which resulted in the seizure of classified documents according to a copy of the warrant obtained on Friday today, set off an immediate outburst of aggressive and threatening language akin to the public rhetoric that festered in the days leading up to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Truth Social users posted that the United States was, quote, born through an insurrection followed by several years of bloody violence, and that the country would become a communist state just as long as we don't pick up arms and fight back. There was talk that the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants, a phrase from a letter by Thomas Jefferson, and that sometimes clearing out dangerous vermin requires a modicum of violence, unfortunately. That's a quote. No more a nice guy, one user wrote. We are at war. Promise you ain't gonna be civil, another wrote. Lock and load, wrote a third. There is another talk show host who declared very dramatically, this is war. Okay, what does all that mean? An account bearing the name of Ricky Schiffer, the man who was killed in Ohio by police on Thursday, ended a standoff that officials had started after he tried to breach the FBI's Cincinnati office. That account had posted messages on Truth Social recommending that patriots go to Florida and kill federal agents. On Thursday, the same account also appeared to confess to an attack on the FBI. Really? Is this the way to try to make things better in this country? The idea that the FBI should not be allowed to function. And look, we still don't have any definitive results from the Durham investigation. Remember, that was supposed to be happening. That has been going on. And any wrongdoing at the FBI, people actually going rogue, should not have their jobs. And no, the FBI should not be political. But to say that President Trump should not be investigated for potential violations of law, would you say the same thing about, Vice President Harris? Would you say such a thing about a former president like Barack Obama? The idea that President Trump should be treated differently just because he is President Trump is a profoundly dangerous idea. We will be right back on The Medved Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
On the Michael Medved show, President Trump has made a surprise choice to represent him in that case he has in Georgia. It's a case about basically trying to overturn the election and to illegally influence the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger of Georgia. And it's all based on a tape. You may remember this, which has been played many times publicly, and it's a very big public issue, where President Trump says to the Secretary of State in a phone call in which various lawyers were attendant, I want you to find me 11,741 votes, just the right number of votes he needed to actually win the Georgia 16 electoral votes, which, by the way, would have still not brought President Trump close to victory, because he needed two major states, or three states, depending on the size of their Electoral College votes. He lost the Electoral College vote by 306 to 232. The report is that there's a gentleman named Drew Findling, who uses the hashtag BillionDollarLawyer, who is mostly known as a lawyer for prominent rappers. Amid the report from Atlanta, amid a deepening swirl of federal and state investigations, former President Trump has hired a prominent Atlanta lawyer to represent him in a criminal inquiry into election interference in Georgia. The lawyer, whose name is Drew Findling, has represented an array of rap stars, including Cardi B, Gucci Mane. Cardi B, I know. Jeremy, do you know Gucci Mane? No. And Migos. He is owned by the hashtag, #BillionDollarLawyer. Mr. Findling brings decades of trial experience ranging from high-profile murder cases to local political corruption scandals, but in the past he has been openly, indeed scathingly, critical of former President Trump, his new client. In one 2018 post on Twitter, this is while Trump was in the middle of his presidency, After Mr. Trump criticized LeBron James, Mr. Findling referred to Mr. Trump as the racist architect of fraudulent Trump University. In 2017, after Mr. Trump fired the U.S. attorney in Manhattan, Preet Bharara, Mr. Findling said on Twitter that the firing, quote, was a sign of fear that Barra would aggressively investigate the stench hovering over this president of the United States. Well, no more. He is now a valued client, and one of the commentaries says that Mr. Trump would choose a lawyer well-known in the hip-hop world is not out of character for the former president, who has a long and complicated history of interacting with famous rap figures. Mr. Trump earned the support of Kanye West and pardoned or commuted sentences for a number of influential rappers, including Lil Wayne and Kodak Black. So there it is. There was also this exchange, which is fascinating, between Martha McCallum on Fox, who does a good job, and somebody I greatly respect, former Attorney General of the United States, former judge, Michael Mukasey. He was Attorney General under at the end of the Bush administration. They were talking about the search warrant, which was released a couple of hours ago today. This is Martha McCallum on Fox, clip 12A.
What about the fact that, if true, and, you know, we're figuring all this out, his attorneys were not allowed to observe the search?
That is fairly unremarkable. I mean, I don't know precisely what the protocol is. It might have been perhaps more helpful if they had been. But again, the rule requires that the agents file an inventory of everything that's seized, all items, without exception. So that is supposed to provide the protection against any claim that there was unlawful activity or activity not authorized by the warrant.
Okay, and I believe the most recent reports suggest that his lawyers were present for most of the search, certainly the most sensitive parts of the search where they were going into the safe to get out some of this top secret information that Mr. Trump has not yet explained why he had it, except to say that he had already unclassified it before he took it. This is also the former Attorney General, Michael Mukasey, strong, lifelong Republican, talking about the warrant and the inventory. Listen, this is 12B.
Given what has happened so far, what would you expect to happen next?
I left off suggesting what was going to happen next several weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
With the way events have unfolded, I expect that at some point the warrant and the inventory will be disclosed. That will present perhaps more questions than it answers. Because again, we don't know what it was that made it not possible to use less intrusive methods.
Okay, and again, I believe this is at a time when General Mukasey did not know that they had already been a subpoena that had been sent to President Trump and to his associates to secure some of the material that they did secure in their search on Monday. And by the way, they secured it because it doesn't belong to Trump. It's not Trump's material. When you're president of the United States and you receive highly confidential, top secret documents, you don't get to take them with you. You don't get to keep them as a souvenir. There's one other problem, which I think is very, very important to place this matter into context, and it needs to be into context. This is just one of a half dozen, and it's more than a half dozen, actually, but a half dozen principal investigations going on There's still the matter of the wiped phones at the Secret Service, at the wiped phones at the Pentagon. They are going to be reconvening the January 6th Select Committee, investigating the planning and the war room action and the alleged coordination to try to overturn the election that was involved there. There is the investigation in the state of New York over his business practices. That was the one for which President Trump showed up. He answered a subpoena. He had a deposition to give, and he used the Fifth Amendment 440 times. Now, that's surprising. And Alan Dershowitz, who has been one of President Trump's most stalwart defenders and effective defense attorneys, probably far more effective even than Drew Findling. But Alan Dershowitz reacted to President Trump taking the Fifth 440 times, assuming that he's innocent. This is
invoke the Fifth Amendment because generally you can give him immunity and then make him talk. And basically this is a public issue. So I'm not sure. His lawyers may have had a good reason for invoking the Fifth. I don't understand it. In almost 60 years of practice, I never invoke the Fifth Amendment on behalf of my clients, particularly clients, obviously, who have nothing to hide. So it was a surprise to me. Maybe there's a good reason for it, but I don't understand it as an experienced criminal.
Okay, that's just one more of those cases. He also has the case in Georgia for which he hired this new attorney. In other words, for somebody who's apparently planning to run for president, if he is still planning to run for president, he's going to be busy with some of these legal proceedings. And you don't get to say, well, we'll deal with this case in Georgia, we'll deal with this case in New York State about his business practices before he was president. We'll deal with this later on. You may remember this was decided by the Supreme Court. There was a case involving Bill Clinton and the charges against him from Paula Jones. And Bill Clinton tried to say, no, I shouldn't be made to deal with this now because I'm too busy being president. And the Supreme Court decided unanimously, including justices who were appointed by Bill Clinton, that he was wrong. That even when you are serving as president, let alone running for president, it does not put you above or beyond the law which makes us function as this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.